This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Sometimes you just need a fix.
FML, my life.
My life.
FML,
fix my life.
Kenny, what do we do?
Fixing lives.
My life.
Had a new experience yesterday when it came to some shopping, but it wasn't out with the wife. You know, going into the dressing rooms and all of that and having her
fun
try on all sorts of stuff. No, this was very different. Kenny, you're familiar with some of those. I'm not going to name the company, but are you familiar with some of those subscription-based clothing services where
yes,
they come to the house, you try on what you want, you keep what you want,
yep.
You send back what you don't?
Got a coat from there once.
You did?
One time, yeah.
And you stopped after that?
Basically, yeah.
Well, so the wife got involved with this because she feels like she doesn't have the free time nearly as much.
No.
Right now with the two
Very
kids.
Busy.
So this company sends the clothes to us. It's in a box. There were four different items yesterday.
Ah.
She just kind of did the pretend try-on where she just puts it in front of her body. I say, yeah, oh, I like that one. Number two, clothing item number two. Yeah, oh, that's good. Okay. And then I kind of said, how much are these? Don't worry about it. Number three, I like the other two better. Why don't you like this one? Just like the other two better. Yeah, but what specifically don't you like? It was like me dealing with the caller yesterday about the Browns offense.
Yeah.
Yeah, but what specifically don't you like about this one and the way it looks on me? I don't know, Sarah. I just like the other two. All right, we'll come back to that one. Item number four. Yep, I like that one. Well, so what didn't you like about the item three?
So she only cared about the one you didn't like.
So that happened to be the one she liked the most.
Yeah, that's
of course. And at the same time, I'm going, well, how much is this? Can you tell me what it is? I'll get to it. If they don't have the tags on it, you got to go back to the sheet that's provided in the box.
Lord almighty.
And so now we're getting into an argument for no reason.
Oh, this is fun.
We're getting into an argument for no reason because I like the way these other items looked. I just didn't like that one as much. It wasn't even that I hated it. But then as we're talking, I grew to hate it. I grew to hate that one. And in fact, I grew to hate every single one of these because then she started telling me what the prices were. And I said, we can't be doing this every month because there's going to be a shipment of these items every single month.
You probably do it without even knowing, though. She probably does it without even knowing. If there's a shipment it's costing you that much, it probably costs you that much every month anyway.
Well, that's
you just don't even know.
That's the thing. Neither of us had been shopping. This was the second month that this had come through. We don't really get clothes anymore. I don't really care. I told Owen before the show, I'm like, is there come a time where you just don't care what you dress like anymore? He's like,
yeah, you're in it right
yeah,
now.
I'm in it.
Welcome.
I mean,
you got kids
matter.
And you don't
you're
get to
finally
go anywhere
here.
Now.
Yeah, I don't go anywhere.
Well,
I don't really
especially
care.
Compared to 4 years ago, you were laying out your feast outfits and things like that and buying
yeah.
new things
would
for that.
Call me on the way to Saks or Nordstrom Rack. That's what it was. He would call me on the way and he was, I'm like, this is a totally different world that I'm in.
I was doing shopping sprees.
Yes,
yeah.
You would. So what you want to say that you shouldn't be offering these opinions to her? Is that it?
No, I'm just saying this seems like a terrible situation all the way around because those shipments
fight
are going to
about it every time. Yeah.
Well, it's not only that. It's that she doesn't need all these clothes. She certainly doesn't need them every month. And she certainly doesn't need them at
now,
the prices that she's going to be paying.
Don't know that.
And
that's
let's be honest.
A very sticky thing to jump into.
And when we say she has a job. I have a job, but no, who's going to be paying for these clothes?
That's okay. Well, I don't know if I should actually be trying to fix you over here, because I don't know if I want to go, I don't know if I want your wife hearing this.
Furthermore.
I don't know if I want to hear that.
Furthermore, what's going to happen, because she saw the way that I was reacting, all because I just didn't like the one thing on her as much as the other. She wanted my opinion. I gave my opinion. Furthermore, here's what's going to happen. Because she said, you know, you can do this too. Okay, well, the more that she does it, and if I start doing it, what is it going to be?
How much have
it's
you guys...
It's going to be mutually assured destruction.
Yeah.
There's going to be an arms race
Well, how
here.
Much have you guys... See, your tastes have changed where hers hasn't. So let me diagnose this as quickly as I possibly can for, you know, time's sake here. Is, you guys, I imagine, like, looking at clothes together at some point in your time together. Yes?
Yeah.
Is that yes? Okay.
Yeah.
So you guys liked it before.
Yeah.
Now you no longer like it. You feel busy because, I mean, that's usually the way it goes. I never liked looking at clothes, so it didn't matter to me. Whatever way Liz wants to dress me is perfectly fine with me. And when left to my own devices, well, obviously I can put something together as of now, but most of the time it doesn't make any sense. Hence what I'm wearing today by accident. So I think that it's easier in my world, maybe in Owen's, but I'm not going to speak for him. With you guys, your tastes have changed. Her tastes have not. So A, if you guys can still afford to pay the bills and I ain't trying to get into your finances, I think it's a very bad thing to go jumping into the price of the clothes if it makes your wife feel a lot better about herself about shopping for the clothes. The other part about it is that maybe you should just tell her that you your tastes have changed and you no longer care about how certain clothes look on certain people.
Well, here's the thing, though. It's going to be an every month thing. When does anybody our age shop every month for clothes?
That's why they have these. Businesses. You don't have to bring them in every month. You don't have to bring something in every month. As far as I know, you don't have to buy anything every month.
No,
do you?
You don't have to buy.
They're not
any
coming
of them.
In and hold a gun to your head, and making
but,
you
but
buy.
That's the point. Responsible to return them once they send them to you.
Yeah, yeah,
so
you
return,
do have to
them.
Return them,
which is what I'm doing right now.
Well, I've got them in my car. I'm going to the post office right after the show.
Yeah, make sure you get them back to them.
Yeah, you do.
By the way, I won that debate on the jacket. Looked like it was from Sprockets. Like it was a futuristic thing.
Congratulations on all your
success. Would you like to pet my monkey?
There was a nice cardigan. There was a knife, a couple nice items for her, and I liked them. I don't know if I liked them for the price.
It looks like it was from Sprockets. Yeah. Is a great line. I shouldn't
but
even have.
It looked like a, she's looking like a pencil. It went right down. It was beige. I know it's fall attire.
She is a slight woman.
I know, but there are other things a little more flattering. And when I communicated that to her, all of a sudden she took it as a shot.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't know how to answer these questions going forward.
She don't have any friends that can tell her that stuff?
Back to the friends thing.
Oh. You decided to live on the west side. How many houses were open in my neighborhood?
It wouldn't have mattered. She wouldn't have let me out of the house.
Doesn't matter about that. She would have had Liz to pick it out with her. That's what she would have had.
I want Liz's expensive tastes joining in on the party.
What are we talking about? I can't.
Liz has some nice stuff.
I can't defend her because I don't know what she spends on clothes. Anything is going to be too high. That's why I do not like looking at
bills. I don't need her and her taste as a bad influence on my wife.
We got the Mexican food.
Tastemaker.
We got the Mexican food on Tuesday. And just as a reference, even that, I was like, how am I going to explain this to my wife? It was like $70. 216-474-0092.